I realize, like, just now that I haven't really talked much about my grandparents. Unfortunately, I no longer have grandparents from both sides. Two of them passed away, or no, actually, sorry. One of them passed away due to age, the other, a chronic illness. That's my grandma and grandpa, respectively, from my mom's side. And my grandpa and grandma from my dad's side unfortunately passed away due to getting an illness. My grandpa, he got, I believe it was cancer. I don't know which part though. Pancreatic, sorry, pancreatic cancer. And my grandma died because she had a health complication, I believe. And yeah, it was during COVID and whatnot, so you know, I guess it was their time. And you know, I just watched a TikTok that kind of reminded me of the times where I spent time with my grandparents. So I'll start a bit from my mom's side first. I call my grandma Popo and my grandpa Kung Kung. And it's basically a direct translation from Chinese, Popo and Kung Kung, right? I think so. I think I might be butchering this, but like, yeah, pardon my Chinese. They've been a really big part of my life. I remember, you know, as a kid, they would regularly visit my family during the weekend, right? I had like a terrace garden in my childhood house. And yeah, we would usually spend time there, just me crawling around the grass and crying at the same time, because they were kind of like the sharp ones, you know? I don't know what the term is called, but yeah, it was basically not the best grass. But yeah, we would spend a lot of time together. We would go on family outings, you know, to this nearby restaurant called Kampung Daun or Leaf Village, like Naruto, but like that's what it means, and that's what it's called basically. And you know, as I grew up over the years and you know, really got closer to my grandma especially, right, and grandpa as well, during my childhood particularly. Sorry if I'm a bit messed up, I'm just trying to jog my memory here. But during my early childhood years, I would usually stop by their house because I would be done with school and everything like that, and you know, I had nowhere else to go but to my grandpa and grandma's house, because I believe the school was near, no, was closer to there, and my parents wanted me to stay there first while they finished their work, and then they'd come pick us up there before we finally head home as a family together, right? And I would spend a lot of time in my grandma's home. The current one is like it's really flat. It only has like two floors, but it's mostly just one floor. But the previous one, it was, I believe it was like three floors, three or two. No, it was two, I think. I think it was two. Yeah, it was two, but it was like, it seemed really tall, and it's always fun at the top part. I remember that very well. And I would usually go up there, and sometimes we'd watch, you know, some TV with my grandpa whenever he would be there upstairs. And you know, my grandpa from my mom's side, he's really a reserved person, very, not shy, I would say just reserved. but he would always, you know, even if he says just a few words, it would always be either to cheer me up or, you know, to kind of like, you know, play around as kids. And, you know, he'd tell me to sit down and watch TV with him. And, you know, same ones with my brother and whatnot. And my grandma, on the other hand, she would always be the one to provide every single meal in the books. So whenever I would be there, they'd always prepare, like she'd always prepare me dinner, right? I remember her infamous, it's kind of like a Hamburg steak, but Indonesian style. And oh my gosh, it was just a signature dish. It was a signature dish. Back in Indonesia, we have like household helpers, if you will. So they would be assisting in, you know, cooking, cleaning, and things like regular household chores and whatnot. And I'd really get close to, you know, this household helper. She spent, I believe it was about 20 years working with my grandma. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm well acquainted with her. And like, you know, she saw me grow up as well. And she'd often like take care of me and like have, you know, like feed me meals and everything that when I was a kid. And, you know, it's always so like heartwarming to remember those days, because, you know, it was, they were really good days, you know, they were really good days. And, you know, though I don't remember like much from my childhood, spending my childhood with my grandma, I do remember fondly of the times where I was a little older in high school, when we were going to the newly renovated house that she had on, that's just mainly one floor. She would, you know, again, she would always make sure I was fed, that I ate fast and not slow, and to chew, right? Because like growing up, I was a really picky eater, especially in high school. Like I always didn't want chicken because like it, you know, it took so much for me to chew. And like, I don't like it when you know, when I chew for too long and then like, it kind of like, oh my gosh, it just kind of turned into like a gumball that's just really chewy, and I can't really swallow it because like, you know, at the time, like I was that picky, I guess. And yeah, over the years, I think she helped me in my bulking stage. So shout out to you, Popo, you know, my late Popo. But she would always make sure that, you know, I was doing okay and that my parents were doing okay. You know, she'd often like ask, you know, how my dad was, how my mom's doing, you know, and she'd always give me, you know, just kind reminders, you know, like, sehat terus ya, or stay healthy, okay, you know, and like make sure you eat a lot of vegetables, rice and meat, you need that to grow, things like that. And, you know, to always, you know, take care of my mom and my dad, as well as my little brother, right? And, you know, she'd always show me around her garden. She really loved orchids. She had like a whole collection of them, and she'd have a whole garden where she always tend to them whenever, you know, every morning, right? And she'd often sit down, you know, outside her terrace for quite some time, just enjoying, just walking around, looking, tending to her plants, smiling. And, you know, looking back, I think she lived a great life, you know. There was one time where she, you know, she was given a second chance. Like, she fell into a coma for, I don't know, I think it was like a several months. But then miraculously, the doctors in Singapore somehow found a way and she was able to regain consciousness. And we were able to spend more time with her for another year or two, another year or two. And then it was her time, you know. And my grandpa kind of went through something similar. He was basically on life support ever since he had like an accident. So that really took a toll on him. And, you know, it was also time for him to go not long after that. And, you know, like I didn't really talk much about my grandpa. I guess it's just because like he had like a past where essentially he didn't know what a father figure or a grandfather figure should look like because of his past, right? And, you know, respectfully, I won't go into the details, but he tried. He gave his best, and he was a great grandpa, you know? And you just gotta remember that, like, it's everyone's first time, you know, everyone's first time being someone or being a figure of some sort. You know, this is my first time out of uni looking for a job. And same goes for my grandpa. It was his first time being a grandpa, you know, and I wouldn't know what that's like. I don't know how hard it was for him back in the day. I don't know what he went through. You know, I don't know what's going on in his mind. I just don't know that, you know. But for what it's worth, I had great grandparents from both sides, you know. And yeah, I just wish I had more time with them, you know. I remember the last time I met my grandma, I bought her strawberry ice cream from this cafe close by. It's called Brussels Springs. It's, you know, it used to be like really, really good back in the day, but then like I don't know what happened, it kind of deteriorated somehow. But their ice cream was still a bomb though, like it was really good. So I bought that. She had a few scoops, but she was like, "It's too sour, it's too sour. Finish it." And I'm like, "Okay, sure, no problem." You know, because it's good. Right, I already had like another cup before that, but I didn't mind. And I'd show her pictures from, you know, the trip that my family took, like the, you know, a few months prior to my visit back in Indonesia, my last visit to her, right? And it was a few pictures from the botanical garden where, you know, there were a lot of flowers and whatnot and plants that I know she would have loved to see for herself with her own eyes. And I showed her the pictures, some videos, and she smiled and she was like, "Oh my gosh, they're so beautiful, eh?" Right? Things like that. And yeah, you know, I'm just glad I spent that, you know, short yet meaningful time. I still have a picture, you know, with her, and, you know, I'll remember it to this day. And yeah. And, you know, my grandpa and grandma from my dad's side, I also spent a lot of time with them. You know, I remember specifically, like, you know, we would take on trips to Bali. I think we went twice in my entire lifetime, and both were, you know, amazing times, really. I got to spend time with my cousins there as well. And, yeah, you know, I felt like I had a good childhood. I had a really, 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 really fun childhood. And my grandpa from my dad's side, we usually call him Ong Kong. And my grandma from my mom's, from my dad's side, sorry, I'll call her Amma, right? And, you know, I remember especially the times where they would take us on a road trip, you know, to the hot springs. It's called Ciater in Bandung, Indonesia. And it was about an hour and a half drive to that place, to the hot spring place. And my grandpa would usually drive, right? And along the way, we would just usually talk and, you know, have fun while I usually talk a lot with my cousins and whatnot, because like, we were kids growing up, you know, like we talked about whatever stuff that was going on in our minds. And my grandpa would always remind us, remember to wear your seatbelts, okay? You know, or like he'd say like, hold on, okay? We're almost there, okay? Things like that. And then we'd go into the hot springs, and then he'd always talk about like the health benefits of going to, you know, the hot springs, and to not like, you know, rub your eyes with, you know, if you already submerge your hands into the hot spring, essentially, because like it will irritate your eye. Like, I kid you not, one time it did, and like, my gosh, it was a horrible experience. Would not recommend. But yeah, I'd always come out of there feeling rejuvenated and very hungry, and that's when usually my grandpa would first get us ice cream that's usually sold in the hot spring place itself, because it was also a resort. So that's what we would do. And then after that, he would usually take us to like a local Chinese restaurant, right? Somehow, some way, he knows everyone. He knows everyone in Bandung. My grandpa, my uncle, he knows everyone. And, you know, he'd like talk with them and whatnot, and like catch up like they were old friends. And I'm probably sure they were. I guess I wouldn't know, because my grandpa, my uncle, he knows a lot of people, right? So I was like, okay. And I'd just shake hands whenever he, you know, he introduced his friend to me and my cousins, you know, and I'd just smile and nod and enjoy the food. Yeah. And, you know, after that, like, yeah, it was always a great time. You know, we'd have like heaps of food, and, you know, my grandpa would tell stories and sometimes tease my slightly older cousin. She's always, sometimes like growing up, she was always the drama queen. She probably still is. And we would all, you know, kind of laugh about it and whatnot. But yeah, you know, we'd always have a great time. And then he would drop me off at my home, and, you know, occasionally my cousins would also stay over at my place. And yeah, it was always the best time, you know. And my grandma would also, or mom would also be there, and she would just make sure that we're all, you know, taken care of. We were all, you know, not cold, like once we got out of the hot spring, to make sure that we were, you know, clothed properly, that, you know, we were all like clean after the hot springs, made sure that we ate properly, you know, made sure that, you know, all our clothes are tucked in. It's the little things, you know, that she does. Like, I feel like my grandma, she was closer to my two older cousins, which, you know, rightfully so, because like she spent a lot of time with taking care of them during their childhood and onwards. But she still loved us equally as well, I would say. And, you know, she'd always give that advice to, you know, remember to always look out for each other, you know, like as cousins, like treat everyone, treat each other like brothers and sisters, you know. And I really felt like we were, you know, even though we were just labeled as cousins. But yeah, I always saw my older cousins as my brothers and sisters in a way. I don't know if that's weird, but like I always saw them that way. And yeah, that's about my grandparents, you know. I just really wish I spent more time with both of them, really, from both sides. But I guess for the past 19 minutes and 29 seconds of talking about them, I felt like I really spent enough time with them, you know. Though I wish I spent more time with them, but like, you know, it was what it was, and I'm glad I spent the time that I had with them. And Yeah, they were great grandparents. And I'll cherish them forever. And yeah, that's just a bit about my grandparents. I don't know who would listen to this, but, you know, there you go. So, you know, if you still have grandparents around, like, you know, cherish the time you have with them, you know. Ask them questions, you know. Listen to whatever advice they have to say, right? And just appreciate them, you know, while they're still around. Because you'll never know, you know. You'll never know when their time will come, right? So, yeah. Cheers.